good stuff. Dash, you happy with that?
Yeah, brilliant. I thought we were very clinical in everything we did, really, and obviously with the bat, especially nice for Phil Hughes to get 100 on debut. I thought he was fantastic. I thought we timed our innings very well, kept wickets in hand and managed to explode the last sort of 10 overs.
Yes, not a bad debut, really.
No, I don't think you can go much better than that. To obviously 100 on debut, and I thought he was fantastic. He was a great guy to have around. We've only been here a few days, but he's settled in nicely. He's been a great lad in the dressing room, so hopefully that's a sign of things to come.
Yeah, and almost on one leg. Has he got a bit of a knock?
He had a bit of, obviously off the plane, he went for a jog the next morning. He's got a bit of a stiff foot, but apparently there's no serious damage, just a case of he got through it, bit grit his teeth, and I think he was worth his place in the side, I think.
Yeah. Nice platform, nice to have. So that look down the batting orders today. You got Jack Shavery coming in down the order. It was a strong batting lineup.
Yeah, very much so. And obviously, we've got Jimmy Cameron, who's probably been our best player in one day cricket the last couple of seasons, to come into that. So selection will be interesting for the next game. And yeah, it was nice to have that depth in batting. I thought we got pretty much depth in bowling with a few all rounders. Myself, Gareth Andrew, and Anish Kapil all bowled mowing in the top six or seven batters. So that's it's a bonus to nice as a captain to have options.
Mm. Looked like a slow old pitch, and we thought that the spinners were going to do the job for you, and they did.
Yeah, very much so. I thought Moen's been tremendous so far this year with the ball in the one-day games, and again, fantastic. Bowl him at tough times as well. Bowl him in the power plays at the second and third power plays. Yes, the bowl is over, so he's done a fantastic job, and as did Shaq Chowdhury. I thought bowled very well.
Yeah. We thought you were bowling slower than them at one time. There's some little lobs coming in there.
Yeah, try and mix it up a bit. The slow pitches, the slower you bowl, sometimes it's harder to hit. So that was my thinking there. And it generally paid off, I think. We took the pace off while even our seamers bowled a lot slower balls. And I think it worked well. We bowled nice straight lines generally. And I thought a bit of improvement in the field needed. I thought it was a couple of mishaps, but we caught our catches, which is the main thing. And hopefully we can get a bit of momentum now going forward in this competition.
Yeah, because it was a vital game, this one. One lost one. If you'd have lost two, it's hard from there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a difficult competition to qualify from. You've only the winners are guaranteed to go through. So yeah, hopefully we can get on a bit of a run now and keep the momentum going. One day cricket's all about momentum, so if we can keep this run going, and we'll be pushing for that qualification place.
Yeah, nice day today as well. Wasn't it? Nice atmosphere around the ground.
Yeah, there's not many better places to be than here on a sunny day. Decent crowd as well, so it's exceptionally nice to get a win for them.
Back to four day this week. Somerset, they've struggled a bit.
Yeah, I think it's been a bit up and down with the weather, really. All sides have been in and out of the showers all year, so hopefully we can get some nice weather this week and get a proper game of four-day cricket in. And Somerset are always a strong side, as all the sides are in Division 1, so it'll be a stiff test, but hopefully we're up for the challenge.
Yeah, I mean, you mentioned the word momentum there, so you've won down at Essex, you've won here today, and looking at Middlesex's team, it's a good all-round side, so you keep that rolling on.
Yeah, definitely, winning breeds confidence, so hopefully we can take a lot of confidence into the Somerset game off the back of this win, and hopefully put in a very good performance again.
Thanks, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Mitch, can I just have a word with
you? Yes.
Sorry, Chris.